Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear ready friend. I hope we find you doing well today. Thank you for joining us here on the Sounds of Faith. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here, and we got a lot of good music lined up for us today, and we'll get back into our thought for the week on the path to praise. Amen. We'll start looking at some reasons that we have to pray. You know, we all have the right to praise, and we try to convey that a little bit yesterday, and that, you know, David gives us that phrase in his last five psalms, praise ye the Lord. Last five psalms. They're not chapters, they're psalms, whatever. And he tells us to praise the Lord. And David, I mean, he was a rascal. He made some blunders in his life, but yet he still had the opportunity to praise God. We'll look at some reasons why we have to praise God. And maybe we'll all get on that path to praise this week. Amen? Amen. Well, here's the Sons of Faith going to get us started off today. A wonderful song, I'm Glad I Know What's Going On. Amen.
One day I could not understand just why God's people rejoiced. A mystery I could not see, just they lift up their voice. But one day Jesus saved my soul, and he changed my heart of stone. And now when Jesus passes by, I know what's going on. I'm glad I know what's going on when praises start to ring. I'm glad that I'm no stranger to the joy His touch can bring. His presence truly thrilled my soul, as nothing else can do. I'm glad I know what's going on when He comes passing through.
A friend I found at Calvary like none I've ever known. He walks with me and He talks claims me as His own. Mine eyes have never looked on Him, but still I know Him well. Until I see His blessed face, His praises I'm gonna tell.
I'm glad I know what's going on when praises start to ring. I'm glad that I'm no stranger to the joy His touch can bring. His presence truly thrills my soul, as nothing else can do. I'm glad I know what's going on when He comes passing through. I'm glad I know what's going on when praises start to ring. I'm glad that I'm no stranger His touch can bring. His presence truly thrills my soul, as nothing else can do. I'm glad I know what's going on when He comes passing through. I'm glad I know what's going on when He comes passing through.
What's going on, amen, when He comes passing through, amen. Good song there from the Sons of Faith, amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith. Like the old-fashioned singing like you hear on the broadcast. then certainly you'd fit right in, I believe. And we still preach out of the King James Bible, amen. We think that is the only Bible, amen. We make no apologies for that. And though those that say they believed it are now going another way, that does not deter us from staying with the truth. And it is the Word of God, and we will have service tomorrow night, it being Wednesday, our prayer meeting service at 7 o'clock. Then the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock, is Sunday school, all Bible Sunday school. Then 11 o'clock is our worship, and then 6 o'clock in the evening service. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, located very simply 5 miles south of Shelby, going towards South Carolina, right there at the caution light at 180 and Highway 18 South, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here. If you don't have a church home, or maybe you're looking for a church that still preaches the Bible, amen, we'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith Baptist Church. Pastor Barry Goodman, amen. Well, here's a good song from the choir. Oh, I love this song. It's a powerful song. I tell you what's true. I guess that's why I play it all the time. I like it. Amen. So don't hold it against me, amen. But it so simply says, oh, they'll never crucify him again. Oh, yeah, they did one time in the plan of God, of course. But they won't do it again. He's coming as a lion this time, not as a lamb. Amen. They'll never crucify him again.
Struggling to carry that man-made torture rack, they shouted, crucify him, with the whole world's sin on his back, with a crown of thorns upon his head, and above him was his name. A soldier spat in his precious face and said, now Jesus, where's your fame?
But one day
south, east, and west, all nations will gather in.
God will trade this blood-stained, rugged cross for a royal diadem. And one day they will bow before him and worship our King. They won't drive nails
in his hands.
Amen. They'll never crucify him again. Amen. That's our adult choir. Amen. Featuring Leanna Owens, Jess Tomorrow, and Mrs. Haley Mullinax's amen as well. We thank God for that wonderful song. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, we'll look at our truth. We're preaching on the path to praise this week, so we're trying to take some truths that are that will go along with that praise theme. Amen. And we'll find one in the book of Deuteronomy, of all places, chapter number 8 and verse number 15. The word says, "Who led thee through the great that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water? Who shall thee, who brought thee forth out of the rock of flint?" Oh, I tell you, the nation had a lot to praise him for. Of course, we as the church does, we do too. But notice this now. If you've been out there in the wilderness wandering around, hey, don't forget the God who led you through it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Hey, the Lord will say, "Lord, we give you praise today." Yeah, maybe we wandered a little bit through, but praise God, it was God that brought us out. Let's give him the praise he deserves today for bringing us out of Egypt and then out and through the wilderness. We're so thankful. Amen. Well, let's give God a little bit of praise in our prayer time as we talk to our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, we do bow before thee today, giving you thanks and giving you praise for all that you are and all that you've done. And God, I thank you for leading us up out of Egypt, which is our salvation. And then when we've got a little wayward and wandered around, God, you led us safely through many wildernesses in our life and got through many toils and snares. We've already come, and we give you praise and thanksgiving for that today. Now, Lord, I pray today that you touch those who are listening to faith, to this Sounds of Faith, and those of the faith family. They may not be a member of the church here at Faith, but maybe, Lord, they are a member of the listening audience of the Sounds of Faith. We can include them in this prayer. Now, we want you to touch them and bless them. Touch the sick. Touch those that may be ailing from mental or emotional issues, Lord. I know that's a real thing, Lord. And I'm praying, God, today you touch those that are not saved. When I'm asking you, God, to help them, God, to be convicted one more time, Lord, and feel that wooing of the Spirit of God. And I pray they'll, unlike the other times when they've said no, I pray that this time they'll say yes to Jesus and be born again, repent of their sin, and follow you from this day on, I pray. Help us to be in an attitude of praise today. As we look again into thy word, I pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we are thankful today for the goodness of God. Thank God for prayer time and for you, dear friends, who have joined us in prayer time and all, and you're staying with us for the rest of the broadcast time today. We are grateful for you listening, as we always say, and we always mean that, and we appreciate it so very much. Amen. Well, our orchestra is going to play one for you here. I hope you enjoy this one. It says, "There's a New Name Written Down in Glory." wonderful job there. A new name written down in glory. Amen. Brother Cohen, Dr. John Cohen, his wife Elizabeth, they love that song. They love it when we sing it as a congregational number. And I pray that they were listening today. They both have several issues going on with their health. And, of course, Brother John is a retired master gunnery sergeant of the Marines, amen. And we appreciate his friendship and Miss Elizabeth's over the year and her faithfulness to God and the church. And I hope that they are listening today. Amen. Well, we're going to play one more before we go back into the Word of God. We'll go back into the Psalm. Well, we're going to read a passage in Psalm 147. We read a verse there yesterday. We'll read some there as we get back into our study on the path to praise. But right now, we're going to hear from Miss Carolyn Parker Owens. Hope you enjoy this one. Classic number from her. A beautiful song. Simply says, Learning to Lean. Amen. Song there by Miss Carolyn. We appreciate that so much. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, we are going to look, if we'll start first off in Psalm 147, Psalm 147, and read a verse here as we begin yesterday talking about, you know, David, of course, those that had right. We have the right to praise, amen. We got reasons to praise, and we'll look at some of those today. And, of course, we looked at one yesterday as we left the airways and said it was a, you know, it brings happiness. And Psalm 146, verse 5 tells us, happy is he that hath God as, has the God of Jacob, amen. But then we see today in Psalm 147, of course, in verse number 1, as it is in the last five psalms, he starts off in the same way. Praise ye the Lord. But you know what? The Bible says, it goes on to say in that same verse, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Now, if you go back a few psalms, I think it's Psalm 92. I think it's Psalm 92. Yes, in verse number 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, and to thy name, O Most High. So, let's just say it like this. All right? Still under the heading of reasons to praise the Lord. All right? Getting on that path to praise, all right? That's what we're trying to do. We praise because, hey, it brings happiness. We saw that yesterday. How about just simply because it's good. It's good. I just read to you two passages where it says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto God. And that's in Psalm 147, verse 1. Psalm 92, yeah, it's good to, praise is comely. Praise is a good thing. And, you know, if there's anybody got reasons to praise him, it's you and I who are saved, who are born again, who've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that goes without saying. I mean, you know, a preacher ought not to get on here and buy radio time and try to have to convince us that we need to praise God. I think that should be a very elementary, basic thinking of a believer, is to that God's worthy. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. Matter of fact, we'll just get to it right now. Yes, good. We ought to, why? Hey, but the Lord's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. God is worthy for so many reasons. But can we say, as you hear me say a lot, particularly at prayer time when we pray, he's worthy because of who he is. Now, we spend a lot of time giving him thanks for what he's done, and we ought to. And we even give him praise for things that we're believing he will do. And we ought to. But I tell you what, he's worthy to be praised today just because of who he is. Because you've heard me say it 100 times, if you heard me say it one time, God can do what he does is because he is who he is. And friend, let me tell you, he's the Holy One. He's the Just One. He's the Righteous One. We ought to praise him for his holiness. We ought to praise him for him being just. We praise him today because he's the Righteous One. How about this one? I praise him because he's the Merciful One. Well, I'm glad for one thing, for his mercy. Boy, I tell you, God not giving to me what I deserve. Amen. Oh, we praise him for he's the all-powerful one. He can do all things. We just prayed to him just a few moments ago, and we are trusting and believing that he's going to do that which we cannot do. We're to give him praise that he's all-powerful. What about, I give him praise because he's the loving one. Oh, I tell you, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution or sword? Famine? Oh, no, none of it, because he's the loving one. Well, listen to me now. That's just a few of the things that he is. He's worthy for who he is. But can I share with you, he's also worthy because what he's done. Oh, he loved me without a cause. In the while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We love him because he first loved us. Yes, he's worthy because of what he is, and he's worthy of what he's done. He loved us without a cause. He saved us by shedding his blood to pay the payment for our sin debt. You say, Brother John, this is so elementary. We've been taught this from Sunday school. Well, then why are we not praising him like we should? If we know this, we ought to praise him on the basis of this. We praise him on the basis of who he is. We praise him on the basis of what he's done. He saved us by the shedding of his blood to pay our sin. He provides for us. Oh, goodness. He provides for us every day. He provides for us as his dear children and protects us along the journey as we make our way from here to there. Oh, friend, today, as we journey to a place that he's prepared for us to live in with him forever and ever and ever. Oh, friend, we have so much to praise him for. Can I ask you the question today as my time ticks away? Are you praising him like you should? You said, well, Brother John, I'm on the path to praise. I, I know what I should do, but sometimes I just don't feel like it. Well, you know what? Like I said, David wasn't always worthy to praise him, correct or not, right or wrong. He was a murderer. He was an adulterer. But it's not based on my worthiness. It's based on his worthiness. Now, granted, if you're going to be in the right kind of attitude of praise, you're going to have to have your heart clean before God. I'm not justifying what David did or what he was. And just by praising God didn't get him out of the mess that he had to repent before God too as well, okay? You hear me? But I'm just saying, he's worthy of our praise today. How is your praise life? Now, my goodness, we could preach the rest of this year on reasons to praise God, but we're going to give you a few more tomorrow, and then we'll move on to some things, reasons we have to praise. And there's so many. But we'll look at some more things tomorrow and take us into the rest of this week. I know that, this is probably not as deep as you would like for it to be sometimes. But you know what? I'm not here to be a scholar. I'm not here to act like I'm a professor. I'm just a preacher. I'm just a man. I'm just a human that struggles like you struggle, that need him every day like you need him. But we also need to praise him and give him glory for that which he's done, because he has been good. Yes, he has. He's great and he's good. Oh, we praise him for who he is, and we praise him for what he's done. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.